Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. So, I just think this is kind of cool. I was working on today's message, which is about being set free. And I was thinking I should talk about this thing I had heard about like a year or two ago called Juneteenth. And so I started, I don't know if you know about this, but I learned all about it. And then I found out, oh, when is Juneteenth anyway? And it's June 19th, today. So I just think that's kind of cool. So let me tell you about this. It's not just because it's today. It's because I think it goes so well with today's message. What is Juneteenth? Why is it a federal holiday? Juneteenth is about, it's the day where African Americans can celebrate the end of slavery, okay? The Emancipation Proclamation is what Abraham Lincoln, he wrote it into law, and it freed the slaves, except not really in the Confederate States, okay? Because there's still this thing called the Civil War going on. So, like, the slaves in the northern territories were free, but not in the south. So two and a half years later, this person rode into Galveston, Texas, and said, hey, now y'all are free in the south too. It had been about 2 weeks since the end of the Civil War. Robert E. Lee lost the battle. And so now the Civil War, that's when Civil War was over. But still 2 weeks later, this guy rides into town and says, you all are free now. So they kind of were free for 2.5 years. They just didn't know it, or they just couldn't do anything about it. You understand what I'm saying there? It's like they were free. I mean, the Emancipation Proclamation made them free, but they didn't get to live it out for like 2.5 years later. And I kind of think that that's our situation as Christians for many of us, maybe for all of us to a degree. We are free because Jesus set us free on the cross. But we just, it's like we don't live it out. We don't know it. We don't even realize how free we are. What are we free from, though? And I can't answer this for each one of you, but I'm gonna try to give you some examples. We are free from guilt. Now, we all do things badly. And I'm not saying we shouldn't feel remorse for that when you hurt somebody or when you do something wrong, okay? I'm talking about guilt on a different level, okay? The kind of guilt that makes you feel like a bad person, that it sort of gets in deep, makes you feel ashamed of being who you are. That's what I'm getting at. I'm not saying if you've done something wrong, apologize to the person, make it better, okay? But when you do something wrong and you realize God is angry at you, it's tough to make it better because you realize that you could never do enough to make it better. But see, when Jesus died on the cross, he set us free from having to feel that guilt. He's like, I forgive you. You don't have to feel that guilt for God any longer. It's over. You can live free of that guilt and free of that shame. And it just gives you a different outlook on life. You can be free from things like anxiety. I was just talking to someone recently who they were sharing that they had this recently where they spent like an entire week surrounded by Christian people. They were encouraged. They just felt so happy. They were doing what they felt like was God's work. They were just getting lots of positive words of affirmation from the people around them. And they realized they had gone the whole week and they hadn't been feeling that anxiety that they have felt their entire life, like this crippling sense of foreboding that they feel like they've had their whole life. They said, either I'm going to be like anxious all the time, or I'm going to be on medication that's going to make me feel a little less anxious, but it's going to make me feel sick a little bit too. Those are my two options. But I had this whole week where I felt like God was with me, and I just didn't feel that anxiety. And here's what they said. They said they kind of missed it. They kind of almost wanted it back because it was like such a normal part of their life that without it, they felt like they were missing something. And I was like, well, that's freedom. That's what, because you used to have these chains on you that were making you feel horrible, and now, sure, you notice it's gone, but now you can live that way all the time. Like, that's the freedom that God gives us, to not have to worry about everything. Let me explain what a life of not worrying looks like. Recently, I did a funeral yesterday. I did a funeral at the Methodist Church in Greenfield because their pastor was gone and I was stepping in for him. And they had computer problems before the service, sort of like today. This is probably something that happens at a lot of churches. So when I was there, you know what the difference was between me being over there and me being here? I had no idea what I could do to make a difference over there. So they had computer problems and I was like, well, I guess it's either going to work or not, because I have no idea how to help. So I didn't worry about it. It worked out in the end. But when I was here this morning and there were computer problems, I felt very responsible. Like, I had to find a way to make this work. I don't think I did anything to make it work. It worked. But like, when I was there, I had no worries, because I just knew it was either going to work or not. That's how our life can be. Either God's going to work things out or not, and you really don't have to worry about it. That's the freedom he gives you. So every week I pray before I'm going to give the message, God, do you want me to write all this down? You know, I stand behind here and I have my script and I write it all down. Or do you want me to just do my normal preparation but don't write it down? Every week I ask, and most of the time he says, write it down. This week, last week, he said, don't write it down. And that gets me very nervous, to not write it down. I pray, God, please make sure I have enough to say. Make sure that I'm doing my preparation. And this is what he told me recently. He said, Stephen, why is it that you will trust me with your eternal life? You believe I can raise you from the dead, but I can't take care of your Sunday sermon? Like, really? I mean, it kind of put things in perspective. You know, if I can trust God, I mean, if I truly believe that I can live my life knowing that when I die, he's somehow going to raise me from the dead, why is it that I worry about things like paying for gas or things like writing a sermon, or, I mean, just fill in the blanks. I don't know. There's so many things we worry about, but God says we're free. We don't have to worry about those things. He's got it. He's taken care of it. That's what having freedom means. So I was learning about a guy with the last name Onada. He was a Japanese soldier in World War II. And he was sent to this island in the Philippines, and his commanding officer said, you're going to be here. I don't care how long it takes. You are going to do guerrilla warfare, whatever you can do to fight people, to take their lives if you need to burn their fields, whatever. But no matter what you do, I do not want you to leave this place until I personally come and relieve you of your command. And he said, you can't take your own life, no matter how long it takes, you're there. So this Onada, he was working in this island in the Philippines. Several other Japanese soldiers were there as well. Well, eventually, Japan and that axis, they lost the war, but nobody told Onada. Well, they tried to, and all of these soldiers there, they dropped like leaflets out into the jungle and the forest. They got the leaflets that said they had lost, and they said, that's impossible. Japan can't lose, and it went way too fast. And he had a point, because without the atomic bombs, it wouldn't have been over that quickly. So they had a reason to doubt that this was true. They believed it was just propaganda. So all the soldiers in this island, they kept fighting. They kept on harassing the local fishermen and like burning fields. Well, the locals were getting really annoyed by this, so they asked the Japanese officials, please write something more official and give it to these soldiers, because we can't find them. They're really good at hiding, and they're not leaving. They don't know the war is over. And so the Japanese officials, they did it again, and all these soldiers came together again, and they thought no, and they thought it was not true. They didn't believe it. They thought it was their enemy trying to lure them out so they could kill him, because they were doing such a good job at this guerrilla warfare. So decades went by. People, every once in a while, some of the older soldiers would die, and they'd say, oh, that must have been the enemy that got them. They thought the war was still going on. Like 17 years later, the war was still going on. They were hiding out, trying to get information that they could, still bothering the locals, killing people every once in a while, just murdering them out of the blue. They thought that everyone, instead of wearing their normal uniforms, that they had all just started wearing civilian clothes just as a ruse to make them think that the war was over, when they knew for sure it wasn't. Because how could Japan lose, they thought. 27 years later, this guy from Japan went off in search of him. He wanted to find a panda, he wanted to find the abominable snowman, or this guy Onada, who some people believed was still alive. And he found him. And he tried to convince him the war has been over for 27 years. And the guy wouldn't believe him. He said, my commanding officer told me he was the only one that was allowed to take me off. So they found this guy, who thankfully was still alive, long retired. He went to the jungle, found this guy, and said, hey, the war's been over for 29 years. And the guy, he wrote this whole thing about how he felt, how stupid he felt, and how, like, what was the purpose of doing this? The reason I bring this up is to tell you this. The war is over. Jesus won on your behalf. And many of us are still fighting as if we can win, or as if it hasn't already been won. All right? You can't make a difference for your eternal life. And Jesus has already made the difference for your eternal life. He won the battle against sin, death, and the devil for you. And it's kind of silly, like we act like it's not over. I mean, how many years have you spent your life acting like it's not over? Like you still have to be doing enough to please God. Like you need to worry about things what you have no control over. You are free. You are so much freer even than that poor Japanese soldier, Onada, who kept fighting a war for 29 years. You are free. You don't have to fight anymore. Martin Luther has this famous quote that I love. It says, the law, the things that we're told to do. It says, do this, but it's never done. You'll never finish the list. But the gospel, Jesus says, believe this. Believe in me. And said, everything's done already. Everything is done already. My final little example of this, I was walking Doodle, our new golden doodle puppy, the other day, and the other night. And he was jumping around and really ticking me off, okay? Jumping up on me, I can't make him stop. So I put my foot on the leash, and I was like, you're just going to stay down there for a little bit. Well, he went like this and pulled himself out of his harness, okay? And I was like, okay. He was just smelling his harness. And I was like, I'm going to pick up the harness, I'm going to unbuckle it, and I'm going to get him back on. And then it's like he gave me a look, because he didn't realize he was free for a while. He was just like doing his normal thing. But then he looked at me and he's like, you have the harness. It's not on me. And when he realized how free he was, he just bolted. He just ran around. I mean, it was a little dangerous because we were by the highway. Thank you to, Travis Arterburn for just stopping by on his motorcycle and helping me to get him back. It took a little while, but Doodle, when he found out he was free, was so happy. He just started going and running as fast as he could in circles, and he didn't remember me at all. I hope that today, when you leave today from service, that you have just a little bit of Doodle in you, that you realize you are not chained up, you are free. because of Jesus Christ, that when you have put your faith in Jesus, when you've been baptized in Jesus Christ, you have a freedom that no, that you just, you can't express how happy you are to be free to do all that God has called you to do. You are free from so many things, from anxieties, from worries, from guilt, from condemnation, free from hell. That is worth running around and being a little happy about. So I pray that you experience that freedom more and more every day, and that you personally think, what am I free from? What can I live? How can I live out that freedom in my daily life? I hope that you start thinking about that this week, and that you give thanks to God for the freedom that he has won for you on the cross. Amen.